We want to go to Beirut now and get an update on the situation in Syria. An unexpected development this morning, a possible break in a standoff that had been upheld by the allies of Syria, Russia and China. Syrian ally China announcing today it will throw its support behind that United Nations envoy Kofi Annan's efforts to end the fighting there. It was a process that took place all last week. There was no indication of Russian support, but we seem to have it this morning. Joining us now from Beirut is the BBC's John Donison. Was this an easy concession for the Russians to make, or is it far-reaching?
I think it was a pretty easy concession for them to make, because the things that Kofi Annan has been asking for, in other words, a complete ceasefire from both sides, access for aid, and then the beginning of a political dialogue, is exactly what Russia has been asking for. Now, we had the International Red Cross in Moscow yesterday trying to get the Russians to put pressure on the Syrian government to allow aid into the country, and Russia is backing that. Now, it should be said that the idea is that aid will be allowed in for 2 hours each day under a ceasefire. Now, at the moment, those sort of windows are not that common because the violence is pretty much ongoing. It's going to be interesting to see whether Russia is able to put any pressure on the Syrian government to certainly meet the ceasefire on their part of the equation.
If they are successful, would that mean the Russians would be inclined to go forward and offer further pressure to resolve the situation, or do you think this is a one-off?
Well, look, I think what people say about the Russians is they don't have friends in Syria, but they have interests. There's no sort of personal loyalty to the Syrian government, but they do have business interests, in particular in military sales, and they don't like the idea of opening the door to foreign military intervention, which, of course, is what happened in Libya. Now, I don't really think this is a massive change in policy from the Russians. They've been calling for a complete ceasefire for months, but there does seem to be a shift in thinking, even from Western diplomats as well, that sort of playing down expectations, not to expect a full-on revolution in Syria, but maybe some sort of transition. They're not talking about, you know, a complete upheaval going back to year zero in Syria. They're talking about some sort of continuation of the current government, but just not with President Assad in power.
We're also learning, John Donison, about the tactics and the reputation of the opposition in Syria. What can you tell us about that?
Well, Human Rights Watch have brought out a report today basically accusing the Syrian opposition fighters of using pretty brutal tactics of torture and execution when they capture Syrian army figures. And I have to say, this fits really with what Free Syria Army people who've come here to Lebanon have told us. You know, basically you get the impression that when they capture people from the Syrian military, they don't really cut them much slack. And certainly Human Rights Watch is basically saying that they, even though the Syrian government is doing bad things in their view, the opposition shouldn't be doing the same.
Similar kinds of criticisms that we heard as we were trying to compare the situation in Libya, the opposition in Libya, and the government of Muammar Gaddafi. Of course, a different situation in Syria there. But the top story, Russia, at least in the words of the foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, saying that Russia will now support the UN resolution endorsing Kofi Annan's plan for settling the Syrian crisis. As John Donison says, not a huge change in Russian policy, but an important development. John Donison, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.